I was just thinking, I'm in the military. I was in the military, and Brother Richard was in the military. It's two Ricks in the military up here on stage. Yeah. If we had Brother Rick up here, it'd be three Ricks. That'd be way too much for you all. Yeah, well. You all probably couldn't handle three of us, but two of us were doing good. What I did is I had you all shake hands with each other, and I had you all talk to each other, and I had you all ask questions with each other. The reason why I did that is because you're going to serve with that person.
Right.
You're going to have to know that person. You're here in a church, and you're going to serve with that person. If you don't know their name, you don't know their phone number, you don't know their address, you don't know their dog's favorite food, you don't know anything about them, how are you going to serve with them?
Right. That's good.
How are you going to accomplish the task that God puts you for? My message tonight is, who's got your six? Who's got your six? That's the person you just talked to behind you, and you asked them the question, their name and their birthday and all that information. Before I like to start, I like to pray. It says here, I carry this in my Bible, and it sounds strange to you all, but what it does, it says, rinse before using. Rinse before using.
Yeah, amen.
So I like to rinse myself, and I like to talk to God before I make sure that I'm not doing anything wrong. Yeah. Dear Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the ability to pray, dear Lord. I want to thank you for the church to allow me to come forward and talk, dear Lord. And I want to ask you to use me and take all the silliness out of me, take all the words I shouldn't say, and put the words that you want me to say in me. Use me tonight as your vessel. Use me as what I should say. Tonight, if there's someone in this church that's lost or someone in this church that needs you, hopefully what I say, what you say through me, will show them who you are. Yeah. And they'll see the need that they need you. Yeah. Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
The first verse I'm going to want you all to open to is Joshua 1:9. And everybody's like, oh boy, we've heard this verse before. Rick's talked about, and they say that 20 preachers can preach the same verse. Well, Rick can preach the same verse 20 times, and it'll be different each time. Joshua 1:9. Got a toy I got to put down. I take everything out of my pocket so I don't play with them. I take all my keys out, and I won't jingle them. And I put a pin up here, and if you'll hear it, so it's going to go somewhere else. Take it away from me, Pastor. Don't let me make. All right, the verse of Joshua 1:9, it says, have I not commanded thee, be strong, be of good courage, be not afraid, neither be dismayed, thou be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a quick rundown of what Joshua 1:9 says, but it's the verse that... At the end, the last part of it, it says, God is with thee wherever thou goest. Well, the first part, it says, good courage. It's the face of extreme danger. I have courage. I can face the extreme danger. I can go in and I have no problem. The second part, it says, be not afraid. And it says, be not. And afraid means you're worried, you're frightened, you're scared. And it's a tense emotion. It's of danger and pain. Harm might come upon you. Be not afraid. And the last part, it says dismayed. It says confusion, messed up, disoriented, shattered, broken, and frightened. God's commanded us not to do those three things. Well, when I was in the military, I had to have a person behind me. That's my six. The person was behind me. He was watching me. He took over me. He had all this control over me. But it got me thinking about who had my six before. When I was younger, my mom and dad had my six. I was just born. They had my back. They had me. They fed me. They clothed me. And as you can tell, it worked, didn't it? I'm still here.
Right.
So apparently they took care of me very well.
Yeah.
They had my six very well. Then I got older, my mom and dad was still there, but now I had my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, all those taking care of me. Those are my immediate family, and they had my six. Now my brother, he probably would have tried to kill me several times, but I'm still here. And then when I got a little older, I got jobs. And at the job, see, I'm going real fast because this is human people taking care of me. my job had me. They had my six. They took care of me. The first one I went to work, I worked for a person. I cut grass and stuff, but my first real official job was Dairy Queen. And Mr. Kinzer trained me. He taught me how to do it. Don't stick your hand in the fryer. Don't do this. Don't cut yourself with a knife. Some of those things worked. Some of those didn't. But he kept me from getting hurt. He had my six. And then I went to the military, and I found out what six means. It means when I stand in the foxhole, or when I'm in the real thick of it, that person has my back.
Right.
See, when I ask you a question, I said, you ask those people out in front of you, around you, what's their name, what's your favorite? Well, that person behind me, I spent more nights with them behind my back, so I had to learn something about them. I had to get some knowledge about them. I had to retain at least their first name.
Right.
It'd be 8 hours or 12 hours of sitting in a foxhole, not knowing the guy's name would be kind of strange, wouldn't it?
Right. Yeah, it would.
So I know their name. And then I got to trust anymore. How much training do you have? Do you know how to use that weapon? If I get hurt, can you give me first aid? So I got some more information from him.
Right.
I learned a little bit more about him. And then we started talking about personal stuff like his wife and his kids and his dogs. All that stuff was good because it kept the night going through. It kept me going. And you know, if you sit in a foxhole and you don't talk to nobody, it's like in this church, if you don't turn around and talk to the person behind you, it's a kind of hard to serve with that person, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's good.
So who's got your six?
Yeah.
So all those people had my six when I was growing up. All those people's got my six now still. But the thing about it is they're human. They're like me. My dad and him, I grew him, I left the house. He's still got my six, but he can't watch me at my house.
Right.
My brother, he does his own things. My cousins are all over the place. My aunts and everywhere else, they got their things. Every once in a while, I might go by my friends and they'll check on me. They'll make sure I'm doing all right. And my military buddies, well, I'm not in the military anymore. And see, the humans that's in this, now I've learned another thing is I have you all my six.
Yeah.
My pastor has my six. When we go to the prison, Brother Tim has my six. It's my back.
Yeah.
And see, if I mess up up here, Tim will go, and I have to catch myself.
Yeah.
If the sermon goes a little longer, I told my wife, if I get a little too loud, tone me down. If I get a little too high, tone me. My brother's supposed to go this, if I go a little too long.
Yeah.
They got my six.
Yeah.
They're there. Yeah. Brother Rick was singing, and while he was singing, I was praying. I had his six.
Yeah. Right.
I was watching over him.
That's good.
Hopefully you were doing the same thing.
Yeah, that's good.
But there's a fault in that. What would that fault be? We're human.
Yeah.
See, I have to sleep. I can't be with you 24 hours a day, Teddy. I'm sorry, I like to be, but I can't. Even Jane can't be with you 24 hours a day. So what I want to tell you tonight, who really has your six? Who really is watching over you? Who's taking care of you? Who's got you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? My God has my six 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He has me watching over me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He's got, and see, the thing is my style of preaching is a little different than other people's styles because I'm used to preaching to a crowd of people that's in orange suits.
Yeah.
That doesn't know their Bible as well as most of us in this room does. So I might use one verse or two verses and I might quote the verse and I might say things that's a little off or a little bit different. But the message there, so hopefully you'll listen to me tonight about who's got my six. All right, my God's got my six. First, He saved me.
Yes.
He took me from a hell that I was headed towards. And that was, if He only just saved me, that's great.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all if I just got saved and I'm not going to hell, great. But all, like I said earlier, my dad had my six and my God has my six by my wants. I pray and He gives it to me.
Yeah. Good.
He gives it to me I don't want to say I pray for everything and He gives it to me because I pray for $1 million and I really shouldn't get $1 million. And you say, well, that's strange. Rick, why shouldn't you get $1 million? Well, if I got $1 million, I wouldn't be here tonight. Me and Beth would be in Hawaii. So I'm not ready for $1 million. God says, no, Rick, you're not ready for me. But guess what I am ready for? I'm ready for a good meal.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm ready for my gas tank to be full. I'm ready for comfort at night. I'm ready for sleep. And then, you know, my dad and all my other friends and all my relatives and stuff, they encouraged me. You can do it. You can do it. Well, my God says you can do all things through Him.
Yeah, that's good. Amen.
All things. Well, okay, I looked that up, and it's not that I can play football great, or not that I can play basketball great, but I can do all things through Him. So I have to put it through Him first, because I'm not great. I'm not the best. But once I go through Christ, it's all right.
Yeah,
it's the best.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Then my God does things that's for my good. He works for me. He directs me where I need to go, my path. And He shows me my good, where I need to, the good for me.
Yeah.
And I used this up here. The thing is, when I taught Tuesday night, I had to sit down because my knee is hurting. It's hurting now, but it slowed me down. My God said, hey, Rick, you need to slow down a little bit. No, I won't. No, I won't. No, wait a minute. We'll show you. And my knee got hurt a little bit. I slowed down a lot.
Yeah.
And if I didn't slow down, some things would be different. So my God said, I'm going to steer you in a path that you need to go. I'm going to show you. See, just like that my father did, my brothers did, my friends did. My pastor does. My brother Tim does. Brother Rick. They show me a direction that I should go. My God's doing the same. He's got my six.
That's good.
And the thing is most people say, well, how do you know God's got your six? Well, I can feel His presence. There's times when, and the thing is I was in a foxhole most of my time when because I was lower ranked, they'd put you at night. And it would be dark. You can't see nothing for miles. You can't see nothing. And you start thinking there's things out there.
Yeah.
Well, that's my thought. But when I'm in the 3 o'clock in the morning and everything's going wrong, when I got the call that people are sick, or I get some things the notices and stuff, all I have to do is turn, because my God's got my six. Actually, I don't have to turn. I just say, all right, God, here I am.
Yeah.
This going on. And I feel His presence.
Yeah.
But see, when I open His book, do I not feel His presence too?
Yeah.
Sure.
When I walk in the door of the church, do I not feel His presence?
Sure.
When Brother Rick sang the song, did you all not feel His presence?
Sure.
So God's got my six by watching over me, putting me in the right direction. I feel His presence. He's got me frontwards and backwards, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He will never stop. He doesn't stop. See, that's one of the promises that we had. Brother Rick said, I don't know, I can't remember the number. I looked them up. I was over 200 some promises I looked up that He's got me.
Yes.
And if I just go with the first five and I keep going and I keep reading every day what His promises are, I know He's got me even more.
Yes.
So He never leaves me. And I want you to keep listening to this. He never leaves you. He's with you 24 hours a day,
right,
7 days a week. I'm going to run, and that, if I say it more than 10 times, it'll be in your head all night. My God never leaves me.
Right.
He'll never leave you.
This is true.
For example, in the Bible, there was three men that was in a fire. Did I mess that up?
No, you're good.
Okay. Three men in a fire. He walked in and took care of them.
Yeah.
There's a man named Daniel, went into the lion's den, didn't get eaten. There's a million and a half so people walked across dry land. Didn't get wet.
Yeah.
Not a drop of water fell on him. So I'm pretty sure that when He can do all that. He can take care of one little thing that I have.
Sure.
He can take care of me. He can take care of you.
Sure.
He's got your back.
Yeah.
Who's got your back? God. When does He got it? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Never stops. I'm going to give you some qualifications about my God that tells you that why I believe He's got my back. And I know. And the thing is when I told you earlier, you could see for miles away when I was in that foxhole, and you'd see a little light way out there. And I tap my friend and I say, "Hey, John." Yeah. He looked, and I'd look, and I'd say, "What is that?" And he goes, "I don't know." He goes, "I don't know." And we'd look at it, and we'd look at it, and we'd look at it, and all night long, we'd look at that light. We'd look at that light, and it's way out there light. You couldn't tell what it was. Me and him, humans, couldn't tell. But you know what? My God knows.
Yes.
My God knows what I'm going to have in my future.
Yes,
my God knows what I'm going to have an hour from now, 15 minutes from now. He knows exactly what words I'm going to say now. He had me yesterday, and He has me today.
Yeah,
He has me every day. Every situation I'm in, everywhere I'm at, my God has me. But see, the thing is my men in my foxhole, the fathers and the brothers and cousins and uncles and all that stuff, they were strong. And they can fight battles and they can hold things. But I want to tell you about a man that's the strongest man I ever known. The strongest man I ever known. And His name is Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
And see, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight, I'm going to explain to you what He did for you. And why He's got your back 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. He come on this earth sinless. And I'm going to speed all the way up to the point where the last night of Jesus before He was captured. He knew He was going to be taken.
Yeah.
He knew He was going to be beaten. He knew all that stuff was going to happen to Him. He knew it all was going to happen. You know, I'm pretty sure I would have ran away.
Yeah.
As a man.
Yeah. Yes, I would.
You know, in that foxhole with me and my friend, we only have so much ammo. We only have so much guts. We only have so much courage. We only have so much whatever it is. But when all that comes at you, oh, blah, it's all gone, ran out. We're going to run. But no, God stood up and said, okay. Jesus said, all right, I'm going to take this. I'm going to go with this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop. This is what I have to do. He could have ran. Says He could have called 10,000 angels. So what He did is He took the beating. I don't know any man will take a beating on his face, not slap back. They took him, they spit on him. Tell me anybody will take a spit. Come on, who wants to be spit on first? Took that for me. He took a crown of thorns and they shoved it on his head and he was bleeding. And then they took a cat of nine tails and whooped him.
Yeah.
Now see, my dad has whooped me. And you guys got a paddle once before. But no, they beat him. They beat him so bad that the flesh was hanging off of him. His intestines was hanging out. They beat him so bad that if you could look at him, you would never know who he was a man.
Right. That is right.
So this is a strong man.
Yes.
This is the man that's got my back.
Yeah.
This is the man that's got my back.
Yes.
So then, see, after all this, he carried his cross to the... And he laid this hand down and he said... They drove a nail in it. Didn't jerk it away, didn't twist, didn't flinch. Now, that would hurt.
Yeah.
But then he goes...
Yeah. Think about that.
Now, that would hurt too, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And then he goes, all right, wait a minute. Go for it. And he took that. So that's a strong man.
Right. Yeah.
And then he hung there.
Yeah.
And see, I don't want to leave him there hanging. He died. And in 3 days he rose.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's my God.
Yes, sir.
See, that's the man that's got my back.
Yes.
That's the one that's watching over me. That's the one that's protecting me.
Yeah, good.
Is he protecting you tonight?
Yes, he is.
See, as a Christian, we have that protection from a strong man, from God, Jesus Christ. Are you using it? Are you cowering away and hiding? There's a camp coming up. Are you cowering it away? There's a bus ministry. Are you cowering it away?
Yeah.
There's a men's meeting, men's group back there. Meets. Pray. Are you cowering away? There's a thing called knocking on doors, inviting people to church. Are you cowering away?
Yeah.
He's got my back.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Am I afraid? I'm a human.
Sure.
But when I turn around, or when I'm standing there and I look and I say, he's got my back. I can do all things.
Yes, that's good.
Through him. So tonight, Christians, I'm going to ask you a question. Who's got your back?
Yeah.
Are you cowering away? God's got your back.
Yes, he does.
You can't use the excuse, I'm afraid.
That's good.
You can't use the excuse, I've never... Well, I just... No, it's... You start out simple. Here's the track. Hey, Pastor, I would love to... I the first time... Is that meeting back here with the men? Is that just for anybody, or can I come?
Yeah,
and that's what he said. I could come.
Yeah.
That's for any man that wants to be in there. You know, Sunday school, you can go down there and as an adult, you can go down there and watch all those kids do all that stuff and learn a lot of stuff about them. On Wednesday night, you can walk down there and watch that and learn a lot. Have you gone down there and done that? No, I'm too old. I can't walk down there. He's got your back. Camp's coming up. They just ask you, senior saints, and they ask anybody. Anybody can come and listen to a person. Those kids will talk to anybody about those verses. I don't even have my glasses on half the time, and I can't even tell you what they're saying. And they're spitting it out real fast, and I'm saying, okay, we'll sign it. Especially because it's my nieces, and I want them to win. And the Woods girls... I want them to win. But you can do it because God's got my back.
Yes, amen.
That's you Christians. Now, if you're in this room tonight and you're not saved, and you know, do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, tonight would be a night to ask God to come into your life.
Yeah,
wouldn't it? See, I'm just a man. I can't protect you. I can't do anything for you. And that's what you're counting on is yourself. You're counting on yourself to do everything and protect. See, I as myself, I can only look this way. Then I have to turn around and, wait a minute, you're behind me. I have to look back. I can't protect myself, can I? And that's what you're trying to do as a man. You're trying to keep yourself. You're trying to work yourself. You're trying to do better yourself. You're trying to give yourself whatever you can, but it's not going to help. Jesus Christ died for you to get keep you from going to hell.
That is right.
So tonight, if you're not saved tonight, who's got your back?
Yeah.
I'm going to invite you to ask Jesus Christ to come into your life and ask Him. There's no better night to do it. It's the last night of June.
Yeah, yeah.
You can write down in your Bible, June the 30th. Jesus got my back. I got saved.
Yeah.
Amen.
So at this time, I want to ask you all to do me a favor. I want you all to bow your heads, close your eyes. If you're a Christian tonight, and Jesus Christ is you, He's got your back. He's got you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There should be no fear in your life, because that's just you.
Yeah.
The altar's open for you to come up and say, hey God, I'm sorry. See, I've already apologized for my mistakes. I had that same mistake. I get afraid. I get scared.
Sure.
I don't use the 100% of what God gives me. And if you're here tonight and you're not saved, Jesus Christ died for you.
Yeah, amen.
Tonight, I'm going to tell you something, this is how I do it at the prison. I'm going to be blunt. I'm going to be straightforward. I don't play around. I'm doing my job. I'm telling you about Jesus Christ. He died for you. It is your choice to accept Him. It's your choice to deny Him. It's my job to tell you about Him. If you leave this building tonight and you're not saved, that was your choice. You made that. I don't play on the fear. I don't play on anything like that. But our life is only a vapor.
Yes.
You have very little time. Even as a Christian, you have very little time to do what God tells you to do. Don't play on that fear. What are you going to do tonight? Who's got your six?
Yeah.
Pastor?
Eighty-two.